Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock, Stephen, 10 of the morning here on KNSS. Government shutdown, day 28, we have the story.
Local agencies ready to fill any food gap because of the shutdown. I'm Ted Woodward, those details just ahead.
Construction is underway for a new KBI Regional Crime Center. I'm Dan O'Neill.
The largest federal workers union is calling for a continuing resolution to temporarily fund the government, which would allow federal employees to get paid. Senate Majority Leader John Thune on Fox's Hannity explains what the union's pushback means for Americans.
All we're simply trying to do is fund the government at last year's levels and keep it open until we can get the appropriations process going. It's a very straightforward, obviously uncomplicated position that we put out there. I think the American people are starting to get it, and I think the employers, the government employees union is maybe a big indication of that.
Shutdown is the second longest in history now. Today is day 28 of the shutdown.
The Kansas Food Bank and other organizations are gearing up to fill the gap as SNAP benefits are expected not to be renewed for November because of the government shutdown. Food Bank President Brian Walker says they're expecting to see more people in need of food services.
And then food banks all across the country are preparing for what happens next month when those benefits don't actually come. And so we're all planning ahead. Making sure we have food in our inventories. We're prepared for that. We're prepared for increases. We're just waiting to see what that increase looks like.
The Kansas Food Bank partners with several area pantries and churches handing out the food. SNAP stands for Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program.
The Kansas Bureau of Investigation has started construction on a new regional crime center and laboratory in Pittsburgh.
Crews began leveling and grading the ground last week. The building will house KBI agents, an evidence control center where regional law enforcement may submit and return evidence, a drug chemistry section, and a child victims unit. Construction is estimated to cost $40 million and will be provided by both state and federal funding. The building is expected to be completed by July. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
President Donald Trump visiting Japan, part of his five-day trip to Asia. Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer reports.
President Trump met with the first woman to ever lead the nation's, Naya Takeuchi. The president has noted her close political ties to the country's former prime minister, Shinzo Abe. He became a very close Trump friend during his first term, something Takeuchi thanked him for as the pair held their first meeting in Tokyo. President Trump said he is optimistic about the future of trade with Tokyo just before signing an agreement on rare earth minerals. Japan has floated that they intend to buy a fleet of American F-150 trucks. President Trump has long complained about the American vehicles being shut out of the market.
The rare earths deal comes after tensions rose between the United States and China over China's expanded export controls on rare earths. The president expected to meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping when he visits South Korea.
At a workshop meeting today, the Wichita City Council will look at water and sewer rates for the year ahead. Mayor Lily Wu tells KNSS News when the new water plant will be operational.
It's currently undergoing testing. but it will come online or fully operational and under the ownership of the city by the end of December. So everything is still on track. However, obviously, there was a delay because there were some technical issues that they had to work out.
Wu commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted of the Morning Show on KNSS. KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
A lengthy classic in the World Series, Game 3 last night. We'll tell you about that coming up in sports.
Hurricane Melissa edging toward Jamaica. That story and more coming up on the KNSS Morning News. KNSS News Time now, 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock now, 52 degrees, and that wind is picking up from the northwest, gusting up to about 35 miles per hour now. Hurricane Melissa is edging toward Jamaica and is set to make landfall today as an historic Category 5 storm with winds of more than 170 miles per hour. And Jamaica is bracing for that. What the National Hurricane Center says would be a catastrophic flood, flash flooding, and landslides caused by up to 40 inches of rain in some places. Widespread damage to property and infrastructure is expected in Jamaica.
A motorcyclist suspected of fatally shooting a Southern California sheriff's deputy is in custody after high-speed highway pursuit.
San Bernardino County Sheriff Shannon Dykus says Deputy Andrew Nunez was shot and killed while responding to a domestic violence call in Rancho Cucamonga, noting the suspect fled onto a highway on a motorcycle.
The pursuit came to a conclusion with an off-duty deputy sheriff who put himself on duty and conducted a legal intervention by hitting the suspect on the motorcycle, causing the motorcycle to go down. The suspect is in stable condition at an area hospital.
County District Attorney Jason Anderson.
Clearly, we're looking at this as a murder on a peace officer, which makes it a significant case.
The sheriff revealing Deputy Nunez leaves behind a wife who is expecting and a 2-year-old daughter. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
A transgendered teen has admitted to planning a mass shooting at her Indiana high school.
Trinity Shockley's plea agreement was filed Monday. The 18-year-old is now set to plead guilty on November 24th to felony conspiracy to commit murder in exchange for a maximum 12.5-year prison sentence. Authorities say Trinity, who identifies as male and goes by the name Jamie, was plotting a Valentine's Day massacre at Mooresville High School in Morgan County. Police arrested Shockley in February after receiving a tip that she had access to an AR-15 and found a shrine dedicated to Parkland High School mass shooter Nicholas Cruz in her home. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
The famed Rockefeller Center Christmas tree has been chosen.
The 75-foot majestic Norway spruce tree from upstate New York is set to be cut down November 6th in East Greenbush. It will arrive 2 days later in New York City. After being decorated with more than 50,000 multicolored LED lights and topped with a 900-pound Swarovski star, the tree will be officially lit December 3rd during a live Christmas in Rockefeller Center broadcast, hosted by Reba McIntyre. Monica DeLuca, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Right now in traffic, the traffic volumes are getting a little thinner. Things are starting to look just a little bit better on the roadways out there at this time. However, we still do have quite a backup northbound on K-15. Just south of I-135, still some very heavy traffic right there. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now the forecast with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Jake Dunn.
It's a wet start to the day, and the rain will continue through late morning, then partly cloudy and windy this afternoon. A high of 55 with a northwest wind 20 to 30 and gusty. Winds continue through the night. Overnight low 40, mostly cloudy, turning partly cloudy. More wind on Wednesday, high only 52. Mid-30s and frost on Thursday morning, then sunshine and 58 during the afternoon. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Now a cloudy sky, northwest wind gusting up to 35 miles per hour, 52 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Today is Tuesday, October 28th, 2025. Yesterday in Wichita, high temperature 59 degrees. Almost got them transposed. 59 degrees. Normal high for the date is 66. And it was on this date in weather history back to 1925. Temperature in Wichita fell to 19 degrees. And that's the earliest in the autumn a temperature in the teens has ever been recorded for the city of Wichita. 389 years ago on this date, 1636, Harvard College was founded in Cambridge, Massachusetts.
And even then, it was hoity-toity.
Yeah. Only the rich kids could go to Harvard. I've got to, I want to recognize somebody today who's had a great career, and she is retiring after 31 and a half years. She's retiring from the airport, Eisenhower National Airport, Valerie Wise, Air Service and Marketing Manager. I first got a hold of Valerie, or she got a hold of me, one or the other, about, I don't know, 25 years ago, maybe. And right after she was just starting out at the airport, and I had her on for an interview and whatnot, and she's always been very helpful with media on anything that happens at the at Eisenhower Airport. And she's had a great career. After 31 years, she's gonna retire effective October 31st. In other words, next Friday.
That marks the end of an era.
Yeah. So, Valerie, congratulations on a great great job out there, and hope you really enjoy your retirement. Amazon's planning to cut approximately 30,000 corporate jobs beginning today.
Woof.
The layoffs come as the company is working to minimize expenses and compensate for overhiring during the pandemic. The 30,000 jobs cut make up nearly 10% of Amazon's 350,000 corporate workers. That's just the corporate office. And this will be the largest cuts to Amazon's corporate workforce since it estimated it eliminated 27,000 jobs in late 2022. Amazon is the nation's second largest private employer, with approximately 1.5 million total employees worldwide at the end of the second quarter.
So they're cutting management jobs.
That's a big...
Not the people that are on the ground delivering.
Big.
Saw an Amazon truck out last night, still delivering stuff in the dark at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, there you go. According to a new report, the average American spends nearly 48% of their paycheck within the first 48 hours. Now, let's go a little further because that sounds kind of bad, but hey... 35% of the paycheck is gone within the first 12 hours. That's especially true among millennials, who spend money faster than any other generation. Most of that spending goes toward essentials. 52% of people say they cover groceries or necessities as soon as they receive their paycheck. Others pay bills due within the week or take care of major obligations like rent or credit cards.
Yep.
32% also knock out smaller bills, such as utilities or subscriptions. A lot of the pinch comes from a biweekly pay schedule, while bills come continuously throughout any given month.
They never stop.
Yeah, I've noticed that. You can't count on paying bills on the 1st and 15th anymore, like you could years ago. 62% of people say being paid daily or as they work would improve their financial wellness and decrease stress. Okay. At the time when you got paid every week. You ever get paid every week? I did.
Nah.
For a while when I was first starting out in the world. Yeah. Weekly paycheck. How about that? All right. So what else do you want to talk about this morning? Okay. Yeah. My wife is going to perform tonight.
Yeah.
Yes.
This is big. This is performance night.
Yes. Mozart's coronation tonight at the First United Methodist Church in downtown Wichita. There are a lot of entities. It's quite a program. Wichita Symphony Chorus, of which Shelley is in that chorus. Wichita State University Concert Chorale. Butler CC Chamber Singers. Wichita Community Children's Choir is going to be there. It's quite a show. So it's, once you get there about an hour before the performance. It starts at 7:30 tonight if you have tickets. I don't know if you can still get them or not, but you can check it out. But Shelly's going to be there, and I'm going to go there to watch her because that's what spouses do when their other half goes singing.
Is she in fine voice?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good.
Terrific. Like a canary every day.
Excellent.
8:16, Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS, and it is sports time with Ted Woodward. Monday Night Football last night, right, Ted?
Yeah, once again in prime time, you had the Kansas City Chiefs at Arrowhead finishing up a three-game homestand, wins in the first two games. Last night, the opponent, Washington, a team that had never, ever won a game in Kansas City against the Chiefs. And, the first half was kind of a snoozer. A couple of early interceptions by the Chiefs kind of kept things close. 7-7 at halftime. Would the second half be different? Well, the answer is yes. The Chiefs obviously kind of retooled at halftime and got things going for the second half. And Mitch Holter's had the call. It was right here on your home of the Chiefs, 98-7 and 1330 KNSS.
Chiefs are going for it. Fourth and goal at the 2. 10-19 to go, third quarter, 7-7 tie. Hunt, the running back. Snap to Mahomes. Retreating. Moving to his right. Now pump faking. Throws it late, wide open. Touchdown! Kansas City! Kareem Hunt has his 18th receiving touchdown. The Chiefs take the lead on the second touchdown of the night for Kareem Hunt.
Yeah, the Chiefs finally got things going in the second half, piling up 3 touchdowns on 3 long drives. And Chiefs defense stuffing Washington.
Mariota in the shotgun, wide receiver screen. That ball deflected, intercepted off of Deebo Samuel and picked off by Mike Dana, who gets his first career interception. The ball ricocheted off the shoulder pad of Deebo Samuel on an attempted wide receiver screen, and Mike Dana with the interception.
And by the time it was all over, a big second half had the Chiefs winning last night. 28-7 was the final score. Perfect 3-0 homestand, 3 straight wins.
That was a great defensive effort.
Yep. Wow. Shut out in the second half. Patrick Mahomes, Chiefs quarterback, 299 yards passing and 3 touchdowns.
Just like I threw an interception earlier in the game, you gotta move on from mistakes. And they were able to make plays in that first half, but luckily for us, our defense stepped up, and it's a full team. I mean, the defense steps up whenever we're struggling, and we're able to go out there and put up points in that second half, and that speaks to the grit that we have as a football team.
And here's Chiefs head coach Andy Reid.
Yeah, the backs ran hard. Pat did a nice job too when he had an opportunity. And yeah, that's great. I mean, the main thing is a win. I mean, the stats are great. Points becoming the important thing, and you got to maintain that as you go. So we were able to put 28 points up against a real good defense, and especially that defensive front. I think they're very good. So we were able to get that done. And I thought Nags had a great game plan for him, and the guys executed.
There you go. It all worked. Washington, 0-6 all time in Kansas City. Never won a road game there.
Yeah.
As the Chiefs have beaten Washington 9 times in a row now. Chiefs enjoyed that homestand, but now they have to play 3 of the next 4 on the road. Right now, after that 0-2 start, the Chiefs have won 5 out of 6. They are in the number 7 spot now in the conference. In, rather than looking out at a playoff spot. A lot of the season left to go. And they'll talk about it tonight on the weekly edition of the Chiefs Kingdom Show, hosted by Mitch Holtis, play-by-play voice of the Chiefs. That'll be at 6 o'clock tonight for the Kingdom Show, and that's over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Last night, or should I say into this morning, Game 3 of the World Series out in Los Angeles, the Dodgers and the Blue Jays.
Freddie Freeman did it again in the World Series, this time in the 18th inning.
Freeman sends a fly ball to center field. Varsho's going back before the catch strikes me. Freeman has ended it. It's a repeat hero.
That was courtesy of Fox as the Dodgers walked off the Blue Jays 6-5 in Game 3 of the World Series to grab a 2-1 series lead. The 18-inning marathon matchup tied the longest World Series game in baseball history, and it also puts the Dodgers within 2 wins of back-to-back titles. Dodger star Shohei Ohtani reached base 9 times, a postseason record, while hitting 2 home runs and driving in 3. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
That game ended shortly before 2 in the morning, our time. Classic in Game 3 of the World Series last night. Hey, we have college women's basketball. Last night, an exhibition game, 25th-ranked Kansas State goes down to Texas and beats Tarleton State, 78-57. The Wildcat ladies made 14 three-pointers in that exhibition game. We have an exhibition game tonight in men's basketball here in the state, up in Lawrence at Allen Fieldhouse. 19th-ranked Kansas taking on Fort Hays State. That'll tip off at 7 o'clock tonight. And in the NBA last night, Cleveland Cavaliers go into Detroit, beat the Pistons 116-95. Off the bench for the Cavaliers, former Wichita State Shocker Craig Porter Jr. 7 rebounds, 4 points, 3 assists, and a career-high 3 steals. Also off the bench for the Cavaliers, former Kansas State Wildcat Dean Wade. 6 rebounds, 5 points, 2 steals, and a couple of assists. Cavaliers win at Detroit 116-95. 3-game winning streak now for the Cavaliers, off to a 3-1 start on the season, and getting help from a former Shocker and a former Wildcat. That's sports with Steve and Ted. Sports is brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, where it's patio season. Smash a Yumpkin pumpkin on Delano's rooftop deck. Enjoy happy hour at WBC East's newly remodeled patio. Or you can grab a pizza outside, shielded from the setting sun at WBC West. When you think patio, think Wichita Brewing Company. It's pizza and beer made here.
8:22 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Sean talks about common sense and the transgender issue. That's on the way. Steve at the Head of the Morning on KNSS.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. 52 degrees on this Tuesday morning. At a workshop meeting today, the Wichita City Council will get an update on animal services. Mayor Lily Wu tells KNSS News.
That is where our animal shelter is located. Last month alone, they had over 1,000 dogs and cats that were dropped off or found in our community. And this is an average. Every single month, there are hundreds of animals that the animal services has to take care of.
Wu commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Stephen's Head of the Morning show here on KNSS. The Buckland City Council in Southwest Kansas has been fined for violating the state's Open Meetings Act. The Attorney General's office says an investigation shows the council was in violation when they approved a financial commitment through a text, not allowing the public to observe city business. Council members must now pay $100 in civil penalties and attend additional training about the Open Meetings Act. A man has been arrested in connection with a reported rape and kidnapping in Barton County.
A juvenile reported being raped Saturday by a man that they knew in a remote area of the county. The suspect was arrested southeast of Great Bend following a traffic stop and was taken into custody. He's being held on a $500,000 bond. Formal charges are still pending. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
President Donald Trump met with Japanese Prime Minister Sanae Takayuki to discuss trade, including the recent military orders placed by Japan and a new agreement signed by both leaders. Takayuki, through a translator, discussed her hopes about the relationship between the two countries.
Through these efforts, together with you, Mr. President, I would like to realize a new golden age of Japan-U.S. alliance, where both Japan and the United States will become stronger and also more prosperous.
During the meeting, the two leaders also signed an agreement on securing a supply of rare earth and critical minerals. A bizarre incident led to a fatal shooting in a small town in Georgia Monday.
A police officer was talking to a firefighter outside a convenience store around midnight in Wrightsville, 60 miles east of Macon. A man then drove up, got out of his car, and attacked the firefighter with a machete. The cop acted quickly, shooting and killing the sword-wielding man, identified as Diamond Seltzer of Wrightsville. Police say the firefighter sustained severe injuries to his arms. He's expected to survive. No word on a possible motive. The Georgia Bureau of Investigation is now probing the incident. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
It may be more difficult to snare an A at Harvard in the future.
A new report finds some 60% of grades given to undergrads were A's. That's up from 40% a decade ago. Dean Amanda Claybaugh, the report's author, is calling for faculty to restore the integrity of grading at Harvard. She is not alone. According to the report, even some students are pressing for higher grading standards. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Steve and Ted in the Morning, KNSS. Three big things. Monday Night Football, Chiefs 28, Washington Commanders 7.
2.
Kansas Senate President Ty Masterson thinks he has enough votes to force a special legislative session to redraw voting districts.
1.
Day 28 of the government shutdown, workers missing paychecks now, and political blame game continues. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Hey, things looking a little bit better in traffic now. Traffic volumes have cleared out, and so things on the highways are looking better. A little bit of a slowdown southbound on the Kansas Turnpike
And this is between the Webb Road exit and K-15. Just watch for a little bit of a slowdown there on the turnpike. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. The Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
Breezy with an 80% chance for rain today at a high of 56 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, the overnight low 42. Wednesday, partly sunny and windy with a high of 52 degrees. Now, cloudy sky, northwest wind gusting to 35 miles per hour, 52 degrees on Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 8:51, Stephen, 10 in the morning, trading underway on Wall Street. The Dow is up by 173 points, S&P positive by 3 points, and the NASDAQ is up almost 92 points. Is Wichita about to get a cheesecake factory? The Wichita Business Journal update now with editor Kirk Semenoff. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, Steve. It appears so. A Cheesecake Factory restaurant appears headed to Bradley Fair, according to a building permit filed with the Metropolitan Area Building and Construction Department. The permit is for $3 million, and the address was once occupied by Outback Steakhouse before it closed 3 years ago. The permit did not list a start date nor a completion date, and representatives of Bradley Fair and Cheesecake Factory did not return requests for comment. But it looks like Wichita will finally have the grand quartet of Trader Joe's, Dave & Buster's, Top Golf, and Cheesecake Factory. Some breaking C-suite news this morning. Former high-touch technology CEO Derek Nielsen, who left that company in June to join Envision as Chief Strategy and Revenue Officer, is now leaving Envision to become CEO of the Lang Companies. It's a change in strategy for Lang, which is switching up its leadership approach with the creation of its first chief executive officer role to oversee and guide its brands. Nielsen was a consultant for Lang many years ago when it was transitioning one of its companies from a box for you to what is now known as RedGuard. At Envision, CEO Michael Monteferrani said Nielsen's deep understanding of organizational growth and strategy made a meaningful contribution during his time at the nonprofit. And Park City City Council will consider more incentives tonight for the $500 million Champtown project. That's the mixed-use project involving Lang Real Estate along I-135 between 53rd and 61st Streets that plans to someday have a huge aquarium, sports, retail, hotel, and theaters. The council will vote on a development agreement for Champtown that details the project's scope, requirements, financing, and milestones for construction and completion. The project will likely be built out over several years with the aquarium opening by 2028 or 29. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Kirk Semenoff.
Brought to you by Mr. Electric, lighting up the path to your success. Today is National First Responders Day, recognizing the heroic men and women who make it their business to take immediate action when disaster strikes. Not sure what a first responder does? Well, just think about 9/11 for a moment. Firefighters, police, paramedics, and more rushing into Lower Manhattan.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator Craig Thomas.
In seasons 1 and 2, we were joined by Neil Patrick Harris, Kobe Smulders, Bryan Cranston, Ashley Williams, Wayne Brady, Jenna Fisher and Angela Kinsey, Joe Manganiello, and my brilliant co-creator Carter Bays. And now we are diving into season 3.
So whether it's your 50th rewatch or your first time through, follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
National First Responders Day. Seems like every day ought to be that. Be thankful for those folks who do such a great job putting their lives on the line. After 31 years, Valerie Wise is retiring from the Wichita Eisenhower Airport. She is the Air Service and Marketing Manager. She's been around, as she said, for more than 31 years, and I have dealt with her on many occasions as a media person. Found her always to be very helpful and very professional and a good person. Valerie Wise, she's going to retire October 31st, so she'll go to the Halloween party and then and then split, I guess, huh? How about that? You know Valerie?
Yes, she's seen a few flights come and go in her time, hasn't
she? Has
she?
Seen a few, you betcha. Hey, Bill Gates having a birthday today. He is 70 years old today. And he is, of course, the founder of Microsoft. And when he takes a look at his bank account, he says, man, I got almost as much money as Kirk Semenoff. $106 billion. And that's the passbook getting about 2.5% on that, I think. Don't you? Probably not.
That's a pretty good savings account.
Oh, it's a great one.
Yeah, he's opening up that Christmas account at Skyward Credit Union.
He's going to get a toaster. All right, Kirk, thanks for being with us. We'll check with you tomorrow morning. Coming up, the Glenn Beck program. Trump says a Vance Rubio ticket in 2028 would be unstoppable. KNSS News, top of the hour. Government shutdown, day 28. If you missed any of today's show or just want to listen again, check out the free Odyssey app. We are Steve and Ted in the Morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Casino.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.